I saw something online.
Yeah.
And it was talking about like little bits or replies that people have, like stock bits or stock replies that people use in everyday like conversation. And I'm sure this is like known, but it was the first time I'd seen it. They said, no matter what happens, if someone complained, they responded, other than that, Mrs. Kennedy, how was the drive?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the updated version of, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
You never heard that before?
No. Didn't my laugh sound genuine?
Yeah, it did.
Well,
what was one of the other stock replies?
I was trying to remember because I thought it'd be funny to go through some of them. But one of them was, if you ask someone for something and no one says anything, you could say, you left me unheard.
Yeah.
That was good. Or if they say nothing, you could say, that's what I was thinking. You got any?
Stock replies?
Yeah, like little bits.
I mean, yeah, probably. I can't. We go over this all the time. When you ask me if I have something, then it all flies out of my head. I'm useless.
Maybe I shouldn't ask you. Maybe I should pose it as a statement.
It's totally ruined. Totally ruined it.
You have little bits.
Thank you. I got some big old bits.
You got some natty bits if I ever seen them.
Big natties. I do love the phrase big natties. I think that's really funny.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Big natties?
You've never heard it all the time.
I say it a lot, yeah.
I thought natty was shorthand for Cincinnati.
No, naturals. yeah, my big natties.
Oh, naturals?
Big naturals. It means huge boobs.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm there now.
Big natties.
Natural ones.
But I don't know. I like referring to things that aren't boobs as big natties. I can't think of a good example of when I've done that, but I have.
You know what that reminds me of? I saw it was right in front of me yesterday. I had dinner and oh my God, where's the picture? Oh my God, it's gone. What the hell?
What?
I'm upset. Oh, I deleted it because I was done with it. Anyway, it was mashed potatoes, but it looked like a breast because the butter on top was perfectly round.
Wait, what? Why were you done? What does that mean? You were done with it. Oh, it does look like a breast.
Joe, look up.
It looks like a big natty.
Yeah, look, big nip-latty. That's a big old...
That's a big nip.
Yeah, big nipper.
So you put the fork back in the drawer. And you're like, I'll eat this one just in my mouth.
Yeah.
Everyone, please look away. Yeah. What you're about to see is illegal in 3 states.
Or keep looking.
I know.
You're an
Make
adult.
Eye contact. Put your hands behind your back and just dive in.
I was just like holding the mashed potato boob while I was eating the other foods.
Francis, don't honk your food.
Welcome to Very Fine Friends podcast, where friends talk about stuff. Well, boob mashed potato aside, how are you, Francis?
I am well because of I've been getting a lot of stuff I bought that's been delivered, and that's nice.
Yeah.
Got a couple books, so that's great.
The listeners should be informed. Francis is wearing a very nice, colorful striped shirt today.
Thanks. It
looks very nice.
Thank you. We got it on Poshmark.
Yeah. Yeah, Francis roped me into buying something on Poshmark. So I got a $10 credit because he referred me, and I think he gets a $15 credit.
Do I? I don't know. I haven't got a notification yet.
I think it's maybe when it's whatever is delivered, but I definitely got a $10 credit when I signed up using your link.
Which was AZ Francis. Feel free to use it.
Yes. If anyone wants to sign up for Poshmark and get $10, AZ Francis is the code.
This is a really in-depth discussion of the online commerce of a business that doesn't sponsor us.
We're getting paid if people listen. That's money too.
Yeah. Well, in any event, I already have a feeling though that this purchase is not going to work out. I don't know why.
Why do you feel this way?
Because I just feel like it's not going to fit. You're just buying something random and then you can't return it.
I'll give you my $10.
No.
I want this to work.
I need this to be a lesson.
It's going to fit.
Okay.
Think positive.
All right. I'll try.
And then when you... Never mind.
What?
Nah. If something from Poshmark doesn't fit, maybe that's a problem with you. Listeners, have you ever looked for something that hugs your body perfectly in this uncertain world? Poshmark, made for you. Fit your body like a glove.
Which they sell. You could find gloves on there.
AZ Francis.
Sign up.
Sign up. It's your referral code.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is paperweight. Jenna's decoy word is molest. Francis's secret word is yearning. Francis's decoy word is cognac. Back to the pod.
Well, we might have invented free advertising, but let's see what else we've invented. It's time for the invention of the week. Inventions.
I didn't like the way I was treated last week.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just teasing.
With your little tram car over the...
You're minimizing.
What? No, no, I...
No, it's okay. It's okay. But this week, I really thunk hard.
Okay.
And I'm ready for a big hit. I decided to go back into the world of businesses/services okay. / apps.
Hmm. Such as Poshmark. Code AZ Francis.
Yeah. My idea is, so you have extra clothes you don't need, right? No, I'm kidding. So, you know how sometimes relationships don't work out?
I do know that.
Yeah. Do you know how sometimes we want the other person to think we're doing better than we are?
I do know that.
Okay. Well, hold on to your socks and strap down your big natties because...
strapped.
Yeah. I've solved the problem.
Great.
And you're going to love it.
Here okay. It is.
It's coming up right now. This is a service for you. After you break up with someone or they break up with you or whatever happens, whatever was quote unquote wrong with them or their insecurity or whatever.
Yeah.
We can set you up with someone, who has the thing they didn't have, you know? And so you could be seen with them and we have pictures we'll do pictures with you guys. We'll make up a whole backstory. Like, there'll be like a social media like backstory that's a lie. Like, we'll make sure that wherever the other person is, you end up being always with your person that was better than them in the way they couldn't be better.
Like a gigolo?
No, it's a forgetting Sarah Marshall situation, but like on a paid basis.
Yeah. I wish you hadn't said that because.
No, I think this is actually like a, this could be a very lucrative idea.
Do you actually, I mean, it's not just like a, you know, this is my boyfriend. He lives in Canada. Like, no, it's like, it's a real person.
Yeah. It's a real person that we set you up with him. You meet up. I mean, you don't have to like do anything again if you want. It's not professional though. So we request that it's after the contract is over, you can mingle. Sure.
Right. Cause this is not prostitution.
No. This is a business. It's legit.
But then, okay, so they're just actors that you hire.
On an unrelated note, this business only operates in Nevada. Thank you very much.
A small corner of Nevada that isn't on the strip. Just so audience members know, I was doing the cards, not anything else.
I thought you were clapping for yourself.
No, you know when you walk by the strip and they hit the cards for the ladies? In their hands?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
There were no natties, big nor small. No natties of any kind. It's just cards.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wholesome.
Yeah, sure.
I am. I've turned a page. Anyway.
Starting now.
Starting immediately.
Okay. Cool. I mean, I like this. I like the idea of revenge.
Yeah.
And really making somebody feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you, like, what kinds of things are you targeting?
Height, weight.
Okay. But like,
which there's nothing wrong with being anything, but like, you know, people have feelings about certain things. So if you really want to stick someone where it hurts, you just got to go with, and I don't condone this. I would never do this. I'm not going to participate in this app, but I know there's a lot of angry people out there who want to inflict pain, and I'm here to make money.
Yeah. Hey, they're going to inflict that pain one way or another. You might as well make some money off of it. Yeah.
People with 20/20 vision.
Are there a lot of people that are upset about their vision levels?
Maybe if they got thick ones, I don't know.
They got fake natties.
Yeah.
Those big old thick ones.
No natties.
Yeah. Those pointy eyeball people.
Oh, yeah. People who breathe like this. We have good breathers.
Yeah. Do you think dogs do that with pugs? They're like, I dumped this pug and now I'm going to, but pugs breathe like that.
Now I'm going out with a bloodhound.
Yeah. 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 Oh yeah.
Yeah. Look at his long nose.
Oh, that would be the ultimate dog revenge.
Oh yeah.
To dump your pug and go out with a bloodhound.
For sure.
Although they are kind of ugly dogs, bloodhounds. Oh, they're fine.
No, I think they're cute.
They're cute.
Especially as puppies.
They're not hot. They're not hot dogs.
No, what would you say is the hottest dog?
Let's talk about the hottest dogs.
Well, I kind of do want to talk about this now. Yeah. I got to say, you have a hot dog. Weimaraners are a hot
dog.
They
are hot dogs, yeah.
I feel like Golden Retriever is like the...
It's a classic.
It's, yeah. Golden,
that's the girl next door of...
I was going to say it's like the frat boy of dogs.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
It's the basic hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a German hot.
I feel like Weimaraners are kind of like the not textbook attractive, but like there's something about them kind of.
Oh, they're that great color.
Yeah.
They just got that like sexy stately, gray, like bluish gray.
Elegant, stately.
Noble.
Yeah.
Noble. Oh, you hit
svelte.
The head. Yeah. Oh, great word. This is
so svelte.
I'm going to tell some my dog all this when I get home.
Summer, if you're listening,
no!
And we know you are.
Trying to hide my identity.
Oh, but people, if I say Summer... I've mentioned Summer on the... I've said her name on the...
You have?
Yeah.
You've said her name.
You've said her name, and then... And then we've said Megan's name, too.
Oh, my God. You know, when I turned the page,
you talked about
all.
You talked about your dad calling her the dog, and you're like, she has a name. Say her name.
Wow. Well, yep. Yep, yep, yep. Okay. Anyway, back to the invention.
Yeah.
We like it, right?
Yeah. I would like it if it was like psychological stuff, like things that, I mean, like physical stuff is an easy enough
it's easy,
thing.
Right?
That's, yeah. But like.
Like, oh, Peter has a degree.
Yeah.
What if like the person that you were, the person that dumped you, like the person, the dumper is like, was never able to have a child. And then the person that you get set up with is like at a party with that person. They're just like, I don't know why I'm saying this, but God, I am so fertile.
Yeah.
As they're holding one kid in each arm.
I didn't even have these when I got in here.
Yeah.
That's how fertile I am.
I produce in 3 months. It's amazing. No one can figure it out.
Or yeah. Like,
this is Gerald. Both of his parents are alive.
He's never once said something awkward at a party. He's never put his foot in his mouth once.
But he can, because he's very flexible. How's your arthritis going?
How's your early onset arthritis?
It happens, man.
Ugh, it's a rough one. People with arthritis, if you're listening, we know you are. We feel for you.
Yeah, hang in there. And now picture that meme where the sloth is hanging from a branch and the text below it says...
But don't try that at home because you have arthritis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, good call. We almost got sued just now.
Yeah. Also, don't drink bleach. Okay. What other... Okay, so it's going to be like fake social media. The person will be around. So how many... Like, what if you... I worry... What if someone like, we're going to need a lot of people to be fake, to be decoys. Because you don't want, I mean, if they're going to be meeting these people in real life, then within, they're going to be in the city, the same city that you're in.
I feel like they could have the same name. So that way, if there ever is like a continuity issue, they can be like, oh no, I'm that same person. I'm not going out with them anymore. Now I'm going out with this person. You're saying like if two people ever like put it together that this was the same
actor? Yeah, if like some dude's like, that's my ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend and he's out with somebody else right now.
It's okay. It didn't. Either he can assume it didn't work out and now the guy's dating someone else.
But then wouldn't he get a lot of pleasure from that? Like, ha ha ha, it's not working out.
Well, we can have a clause in the contract so the actor would have to tell the person like, oh
it was brutal. She
found someone better even than me.
Okay. All right. But yeah, so aside from social media and
we'll do fake weddings.
So, okay. At what point in time does this turn into your psycho who's doing a fake wedding with a fake boyfriend?
That's not for us to decide.
Okay.
We can offer advice. Be like, hey, listen, there's a chance this will make you look bad. We recommend doing the social media package and then in 6 months plan an engagement at the earliest. And that's only if you pick a super hot model because people will understand. He's in the military. They love to get married.
Yeah, well, I think it's that threat of imminent death kind of puts a fire under people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totes.
What would you like to call this?
Okay, I have a name.
Oh, good.
Height ya.
Height ya.
Yeah.
So in your head, you were mainly picturing that you're just going to get set up with someone taller.
That's just the first thing I thought of. And then that made me think of haya, which is like, I'm going to attack you and this is my revenge. And then I thought, height ya. You got something? You got something better.
Better natties, not even close. Not even thinking about you anymore.
That could be a good slogan.
Yeah. That'd be a great slogan.
Someone would just have to know that we're thinking about the phrase big natties, and that's why it's being said, not even thinking about you anymore. You upgrade?
Upgrade?
I mean, it's clean. I know that we're not used to clean on this.
What about something with like X in it, you know?
Triple X.
Wreck the X.
What'd you say?
Wreck the X.
Wreck the X?
Yeah.
Like ruin them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like ruin them. Make them completely ruined.
Totally ruined. They're
totally ruined.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Wreck the X. X-wrecker.
Wreck the X. X-wrecker.
Hmm.
Son, my name's X-Wrecker, and I got a story to tell you.
I know, I kind of like that as a name.
X-Wrecker?
Hey, name's X. X-Wrecker. Put her there.
Welcome to our town.
Okay. I think this service... I worry about the actual, like, interactions with... Or, like... the amount of time or that one actor will be committed to a certain person. You're going to have like photo shoots so that, you know, there could be like regular updates on whoever it is, social media. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like any business, we'll have our challenges.
Yeah. I do worry about that, but, it's not prostitution.
Finally.
Finally, there was a while when everything you invented was prostitution. I think that was off pod.
It was a lot of interesting ideas.
It all accidentally became.
That was never the goal.
We will have, We will have airtight contracts that have a strict do not molest clause.
And we'll do background checks.
Yes, we'll do background checks. We have a no molest guarantee is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and our staff will do pinky promises with us on top of signing their employment contract.
Which is legally binding. A pinky promise is legally binding.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but you're a lawyer. I wanted to reiterate
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah.
Remember that summer I only saw clients interested in the pinky promise?
I do remember. That was a busy summer for you.
Interesting time.
Yeah.
I'll always remember 2007.
Me too.
Ooh. Summer of the pinky.
Pinky punish.
Well, I think you'll get a lot of...
business?
I think you'll get a lot of business off this.
Perfect.
The heartbreak industry.
Oh, yeah. Buku bucks. Buku bucks.
Yeah. And sadly, there's more heartbreak than there is love in this world.
That's just the way it is.
Yep.
You know what? I know this one's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
And we make our first million.
Sugar Crush.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I was thinking we would do a toast, like of some really expensive champagne or cognac.
Sounds good to me. You better have it immediately because that's how quickly we're going to make our first million off of this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Listeners, go to veryfinefriends.com to sign up for this. I'm sure we'll already have it up and running.
Put yourself on the wait list.
Yeah. Hey, but listeners, our listeners actually might not need this because they're imminently lovable.
Sizzlers.
Huge, big time sizzlers.
Giant nattied sizzlers.
Oof. Ooh.
Man, I must have been a really easily entertained baby.
Yeah, probably. Listeners, you won't need this, but you probably have friends that don't listen to the pod who will need it. Everyone that listens to the pod finds happiness and love.
Yeah.
But everybody else that doesn't, go to veryfinefriends.com, sign up, and we'll be thinking of you when we toast after we make our first million.
What are you going to toast with?
I mean, I love a good champagne, but I like the idea of cognac.
Yeah?
Like a warm brandy kind of a thing.
Served warm? I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
You've never... Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be, I don't think, but you can warm it up and make it like a... Put it in a snifter.
Oh, is that why? Because your hand warms it up?
Yeah.
What are all the alcohols that are like that?
That go in a snifter?
That you want warmed. Because it kind of seems gross to me. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but it like depends.
Doesn't
on,
have to be gross? Oh.
No, it doesn't have to be warm.
You can learn to just enjoy it.
Shut up and put it in your mouth.
Shut up and drink your hot liquid.
It's warm from being in my hand. Now put it in your mouth.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Brandy's. Brandy's the one that I think of.
Sailor said brandy. Yeah.
Brandy. You're a warm liquid.
In my warm hand to my mouth.
All right, well, I think that wraps up the invention of the week. Okay. It's time now for our next segment.
Oh.
Sexy detective.
You are under arrest for being too damn sexy.
All right. Well, do you want to explain this or do you want me to explain it?
I'll give it a go. Okay. You can pick up the pieces if I drop any. Sexy Detective is a revolutionary breakthrough segment where basically this detective, and no matter where he is or what scene he's on or who he's talking to, he always seems to fall in love. How'd I do?
I think that was perfect.
Do you want to be the detective or shall I?
I think you should be the detective.
Yeah. And what's your name?
Detective Olaf Fenetry.
Olaf Fenetry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Olfactory. Don't forget it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. The bloodbath. Ooh, this is a really nasty scene. Oh, I better wait for the other, my co-workers, the other policemen to get here.
Detective. Oh, we have your first witness interview for this crime that's been committed that you are currently at.
Sorry, Dala, I didn't hear a word you said. who's this other person here?
Oh, why, this is the witness. I'll leave you two to it.
Yeah, throw some acid on your face. I'm getting distracted.
I will, Olaf.
Hello. Thank you for waiting patiently. I'm Detective Olafenitri.
Nice to meet you, Detective.
Ooh, smooth alto.
Thank you. My mother was an alto. Did you say your mother was an alto?
I did.
I didn't know a man could be born from a sax. Like a saxophone.
Yes. No, I... Yeah. Sorry, I was dealing with something south of the border. This is terribly unprofessional. Could you give me a quick spin? I like to see if all of my witnesses are...
Oh, of course. I hope you don't mind. I'm wearing a real short dress. But I'll give you a spin.
Oh. 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 Okay. Thank you. Anyway, did you see anything? And are you free for dinner?
No and no.
Interesting. Interesting. But that's okay. So you saw nothing. What's interesting is that there's blood on you, which is a nice color on you. Do you have a dress that matches that blood? Because I would love to pick you up in a dress that looks like blood.
Oh, detective. Oh, you flatter me. No, all of my dresses are the color of blood that's still inside your veins. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I really shouldn't be asking. I keep getting written up for falling in love.
Oh, really?
It's not your fault. You're also beautiful.
Well, thank you, detective. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go. I have to return to my job at the laundromat.
I understand. Goodbye, Clam.
Oh, thank you for calling me Clam as I exited.
All right, well.
Detective, we have your next witness for you. It's a young man, about 20 years old. He was delivering newspapers in the area when all this went down. He's here to talk to you now.
You said young man?
Yes.
All right, bring him in. Sorry about the wait. The love of my life just walked out on me on the street.
That's okay. No worries. I was just delivering the papes.
Oh my god, you sound just like my father.
Oh, that's weird. Did his balls also not descend?
That's correct. I was a C-section from him. Anyway.
I think that's technically your mom, then, not your dad.
Oh my god, you're brave enough to correct me, a senior detective. What's this feeling I'm experiencing?
Well, I can maybe help you out with the crime, if...
I'd love to be helped out.
Okay.
Why don't we talk about it over lunch?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm boycotting lunch.
Oh, that's okay. By any chance, would it help you remember anything if we had sex?
What?
Before we talked.
No! I'm just a simple newsie. I just deliver the papes.
Newsie, oh, my favorite word. I'm yearning for you. What'd you say your name was?
I didn't, but it's Teeny Tiny Tim.
I'd love to pick you up, Teeny Tiny Tim, and put you somewhere. And then come back for you later.
Detective Olaf, I'm sorry, but the post office says that they need Teeny Tiny Tim back right away.
Tim, here's my number. Call me.
Okay, well, this has been weird.
Okay, bye. Oh, I forgot to ask him anything about this potty.
Oh, that's okay, Detective Olaf. You always managed to pull out a W in the end. You're our department's best gumshoe.
Thanks.
That's an old word for detective.
I know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyways, your final witness is here. Well, maybe not final. I don't know. But the last one to show up to my request didn't give me many details about themselves. I'll let you two get to it.
The way you talk. Oh, sorry about that. I was pining over my assistant.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
You sound like my dog. This is amazing. Did you see anything? I need to in business. I'm really getting distracted today. Did you see anything? This man was brutally murdered.
Oh, I can't really see too much. I have just skin tags instead of eyelids, and they kind of get in the way of my vision.
God, I wasn't going to say anything, but they are spectacular. Have you ever had anyone play with them?
Playing with him? No.
No, you know, gently.
Usually anyone that sees me is immediately turned off. I'm so grotesque. That's actually my name. My parents named me Grotesque.
So you had those since birth?
Yeah. Since birth.
I think you should let me take you to that motel over there. Where the pimps and hoes are walking around. That one, right there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take you in one of those rooms, and I want to show you how much I disagree with your parents.
No, no, detective.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah.
I.
Can you say my name too? Olafenadry.
Detective Olafenadry. What are you doing?
Are you wearing underwear?
No. What is that? Is that a giant skin tag coming out from just below your stomach?
We have a lot in common, don't we?
Wait. Oh, that's not a skin tag.
Hey, why don't we make out on this dead guy? You, me, and our tags.
I can't make out. I was born without a tongue.
Just like my uncle. I'll do all the making out, and you just sit there.
One-sided making out?
You never heard of it? It's all the rage in Lithuania.
No.
God, you just take off one article of clothing. Come on, I've taken a lot of misses today. I'm getting real pissed about it.
All right, I'll take the extra jacket off that I keep on my hunchback.
That's it, just drop it on the floor.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, my hunch is cold.
That's okay. I'll make it warm. Before we go off and make children...
Yeah.
Did you see anything or not? I gotta write something down besides horny.
No, because of the skin tags.
Oh, you mentioned that. I thought maybe you were holding something back.
No. Well, except my own disgust at myself. That's it. It's the only thing I have.
Don't worry. We'll get rid of that. I know the Kama Sutra.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
No problem. Once you go get in bed over there. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I'm holding the jacket. Make sure you
Thanks.
You do.
Thanks.
Wow, I got one. Oh, this jacket smells so good.
Detective, we're all very excited for you, but we actually have one other witness who wanted to show up and say something about all the stuff that's going on.
Okay, well, I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, this jacket.
Yeah, I'm feeling not great. I still feel a little harassed from earlier. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, would it make you feel better if I spanked you?
No.
All right.
We were in the harassment video together, Detective. All right, here's the witness. I'll leave you two to it.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Hi. I just came to...
What?
I'm just coming to tell you I saw some pretty interesting things earlier.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, well, can I just say, you slur your speech just like my wife.
Oh, thank you. I'm drunk.
Oh. Okay, you're drunk. Oh, so you're free. Your spirit's free.
Anyway, I might have some valuable information for you. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's put a pin in that, because...
I kind of woke up from my drunken stupor, and I had a bloody paperweight in one hand... and a note on my hand that said, "Don't forget you murdered somebody." Anyway, I don't know if this is useful information or not.
Side note.
Yeah?
I think you and I have the exact same body type.
Oh,
I'm a and I like that. I like that.
Ooh, should we test it out and try on each other's clothes?
No, I was thinking we could have sex.
Oh, well, that's one thing that we could do.
No, why did I say that? Love should come first. Let me take you on a dinner cruise, and after the cruise, we'll do it.
Whoa, okay. Whoa, okay. So, y'all just put this note away and just...
I'm sorry. My mind's far, far away. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, can you hold this?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. You hang on to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And don't mind the blood that's all over it. Yeah, and
yeah, no problem.
Let's go on that dinner cruise.
No problem. I just got to make a quick call to the motel across the street. I'm going to be disappointing someone very dear to my heart.
Oh, grotesque? I ran into him on his way over there.
Don't say that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We're friends.
Oh, that's odd.
Why?
Hey, wait a minute. How would you like to come to the motel?
The threesome with you and Grotesque?
You're reading my mind.
Oh, okay.
And maybe this guy on the floor.
We could bring him with. I ran into him earlier when he was still alive.
All right, grab a foot. I'm hard. Oh, okay.
I don't think the detective solved anything, but he sure was sexy.
Not a lot of crimes need to be solved.
No, that's true. I've always said that about crime. I think too many of them get solved. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the mystery?
Donde está la mystery?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the people should solve the crimes.
Yes. We should source this to the community.
Yeah, like I should be able to call my boss and be like, I can't come in today because someone was murdered on the block and I'm trying to figure it out. If I can't figure it out by tomorrow, I'll be back. It's like jury duty.
Not my block, just the block.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Jenny's block.
Yeah, Jenny's block. Yeah, speaking of which, Jenny, did you solve any murders on that block? No?
No, she was...
too busy singing about being from the block.
Yeah, too busy reminding everyone.
Maybe use some of those rocks that you got.
Mm.
Was that
maybe she murdered someone with those rocks that she got.
Oh.
And then so her being like, don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. That was a subtle code to detectives. Like,
yeah.
Don't be fooled by it.
It was her being tongue in cheek.
my murder weapons.
Mm.
I committed crimes, never got caught. I feel like that.
No matter where I'm from, you know it's not jail.
Thanks for joining in. I felt pretty loud there for a second.
You're welks.
Well, I would have joined in, but I have no musical talent.
That's not true.
I think it is.
Okay. All right.
Well, you said that was really funny. I think it is. No, I think it's true, actually.
No, but good. I've looked into it. It's true.
Interesting, interesting.
I think that wraps up. Sexy. Sexy detective.
That's another case on the board for the sexy detective.
I like in your version of falling in love with everybody. It's just, let's go bone.
Life is short. Like the guy on the floor reminded me. That's how we could end up.
I know. Well, we better not waste any more time then.
Oh, by the way, the sex I was talking about was lovemaking. It wasn't anything crude.
Oh, okay, good. Unless that's what the other person wanted and it would be a beautiful thing.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stunning. Okay.
Cool.
Well, because we don't know how much time we have left on this earth, we better do our final segment,
which is
the big question.
The question is very big.
Well, Sizzlers know. This is the point in time when I go, Francis, you have a big question.
I didn't. And then as soon as the sound of the big question came out, I thought of one.
Whoa. It's like a Pavlovian thing. It makes you think of questions.
I guess.
That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe it was all the detective motel sex I've been having lately. Jog my memory.
Sometimes that'll do it. Sometimes it'll knock something loose.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the big question. The question is, have you ever seen the movie Jawbreaker? I don't know why I said that. Heartbreakers? Is it Heartbreakers?
I have seen Jawbreaker. I have not seen Heartbreakers.
Isn't Jawbreaker the knockoff Heathers movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's 90s Heathers.
Okay. Here's the deal.
Okay.
If I tasked you with, you know how people joke about like finding some old man to like who's like super rich?
Yeah.
If I tasked you with having to like win one of them over.
Oh, wait, is this the movie with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah, and maybe.
Who else is in it? It's like
Sigourney Weaver.
I was going to say, I was thinking Susan Sarandon, but I knew that wasn't right. Yeah.
And Ray Liotta.
Mm. The late great.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
No, it's okay. I was thinking of Ray. So you have to like win over this old rich man who's like got super like buku generational wealth, and people like around him know what you're up to, but you have to like come up with a way to get his money. And I'm going to take notes.
Okay. So people around know what I'm trying to do. Or
I wouldn't say they know, but I would say that they were suspicious because you're this young, hot thing, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. Buku.
Okay. I would. What would I do? Do I know any more information about him?
He's been married once before, but she died.
Oh, okay.
He has $700 million liquid.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And he lives on the West Coast.
Okay.
His name's Kyle.
That's a weird name for an old man. I think feel like Kyle's a younger generation name.
Well, they do get old.
Kyle's age?
Yeah, you didn't know this? Yeah, it was recently on Snopes. I saw that.
old reliable. Okay. I would take up surfing, but I would not be very good at it. I wouldn't like invest too much time. Well, I'd invest enough to be like actually competent, but not so much that it's like I can't fake it or I need to look bad at surfing is my point. Okay. So Kyle, he has a beachside mansion.
Mm-hmm.
He walks along the beach every day. And he thinks about his dead wife and how he misses her.
Yeah, because they used to do that.
Yeah, that used to be their thing. So I would find out where he lives, surf right in front of his beach, but I would have some kind of big accident, comical accident, not a tragic accident, where I get into like a surfing, I'm like kind of like struggling out in the waves. Help, help. Kyle, who's still pretty fit for his age,
mm-hmm.
He kind of runs in and he kind of like meets me halfway. And I'm like, the surfboard pulled me back into the riptide. And I didn't think I could be able to get out. And thank God you were here. I went too far away. I too far from land. And I didn't, I'm not good enough. I'm not used to this. And he'd bring me in. He'd bring me to the beach. And be like, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. How you feel? And I'd be like, thank you. Thank you so much. I can't even tell you, like, I thought I was going to die and you saved me. And I really, really appreciate that. And he would feel like kind of like a hero. Right. Then we would get to talking And he would have this kind of like affection for me. Like he feels he saved my life, right? So he's got this feeling of like, hey, like I kind of want her life to work out well. So then we'll be, he's like, hey, you're feeling still shaky. You're look at you, you're shaking. And I'd be like, oh yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm still, he's like, come up to my mansion. It's right here. And I'd be like, oh my God, you own this. This is amazing. God, well, I'm glad you're blessed in life because you should be a hero like you, right? Like, oh, come
yeah,
up,
butter him. Yeah.
You come up, have some tea, get out of your wetsuit or whatever. And I'd be like, no, this is too much. You've done too much for me. And he's like, no, come on. So then I go up. He'd give me his robe to wear.
A monogrammed, probably.
Yes. But like big and fluffy. So I'm not revealing much, right? Because it's now I'm just wearing like more clothes. It's like, so anyway, so that's, it's not like, I'm not trying to make this sexual at all.
Yeah.
And then we'd be over tea and I'd be like, so what are you trying to do with your life?
Oh, there you go.
And I tell him that,
what are you up to?
So what are you on about? Yeah.
So what's really going on here?
No, he'd be inquiring about my life.
Tell Kyle.
And I'd tell him, I'd tell him that I'm working right now for somebody else, but I have an idea for an business that I would want him to. It's like this idea that I've been working on for years. I'm just like working right now. I'm in the stage of like working to get this idea off the ground. And this idea of, a network of roads that are specifically designed for child drivers, so children can get them to those places.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you. Because when I explained to him, it teaches independence to children.
Montessori driving school.
Basically. Yes. But not even driving school, driving life. Mm. Yeah. Mm. It's a real world practical application thing. And I'd explain, talk about it and I'd have a great command of all of this. I wouldn't even need to like pull out a business plan or anything. I'd have like facts and figures all like memorized and whatever to show that like, this is really something, this is like, this takes up most of my thoughts most of the time, right? And he'd be like, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. He's like, you know, I have grandkids. Then they are kind of, they're too used to being chauffeured around. They've gotten used to the nice life. I'm rich. And I'm like, no, I understand. And like, it's the blessing and the curse of having money, right? It's like, that's why I'm grateful. I've had to work for everything because I wouldn't want anything handed to me, right? And he'd be impressed with that. And so then I'd thank him for the tea, and he'd say, thank you. You're like, oh, what a pleasant afternoon this ended up being. And I'd be like, yeah, thank you so much. It was so great meeting you. I'm so sorry I was a bother. Please, if you're ever in my coffee shop, you can come like free coffee on me anytime you come by. He'd say, thank you. Or tea, because we had tea together. And then I'd wait a few days. A few days later, I would send him a little child car. And then with a little note, and it was like, thanks again for saving my life. Here, for the grandkids, a little demo version. And he'd see it, and it would be cute. It's going to look cute. It's like a little car. It's adorable, right?
A great gift.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's not weird because I know where he lives because I was there. He saved me. So it's like, it's all very cool. Then he's going to be like thinking about this for a little while. It's going to be sitting in his foyer, his big marble foyer.
He's going to be sitting in his foyer thinking about for you.
Yeah. And then eventually he'll be, he's going to be thinking about it. It's going to be funny. Then his grandkids come over and they try it out. And actually, surprisingly, like they are stop looking at a screen for a few hours. They're like playing with this thing. They don't even ask him to get them things from the kitchen. They just drive to the kitchen and get it themselves. It's like that. He's like, wow, this really is like making them more independent. And then so he comes to the coffee shop, probably about a week and a half later, 10 days.
That's the right amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes about 10 days later and he's like, hey. And I was like, oh, there he is. There's my savior. And then he laughs and then I laugh. And I already have a tea ready. When I see him walk in, I have a tea ready for him. And he's like, do you have a break coming up? I'm like, yeah, you know what I do? Hang on, let me just put my apron down. And so then I go, we sit at the table and he's like, you know, this is a really great idea. I think that like, I want to help you with this. And I say, no, I appreciate that. But no, like this, the whole point of this is independence. I don't want just to be given something. I want the kids need to be independent when they're driving. I need to be independent to get them to drive, right? And he would be impressed by that. And he'd be like, are you sure? And I'd be like, no, please. No. I really appreciate just the encouragement of someone who's like so successful like you is really helpful to me. It like validates my idea, gives me an extra like fire under my ass. I wouldn't say ass because that's uncouth. And he's a couth gentleman. So then he would be like, all right. And then he leaves and then he kind of becomes a regular at the coffee shop. And so then, you know, we get to talk and then we're like friendly and stuff. And so then like one day he's like, hey, you want to come to dinner? I have reservations at this place. It's like new. It's nice. I want to try it out. I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do it. Go to dinner again. He tries to get me to take money for this business idea. Then he's like, I'm like, this just feels like it goes. He's like, no. Like, don't think of it as a gift. It's not a gift. It would be helpful for me to invest in something. My money. I'm liquid. I'm $700 million, and it's all liquid.
Oh, he just tells you his fortune.
Well, yeah,
wow.
I know. And he's like, and that's not good. Like I need to have it invested in things. It's not good. Just have 700 million cash sitting around, not doing anything.
Well, he doesn't use an exact figure because like Jenna said, he's couth.
He's couth.
But he intimates the approximate size.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, he doesn't just pull it out right like that.
Yeah. He probably uses a funny term. Like I'm almost in the Billy Goat Club.
Is that a thing?
I just invented it.
What does it mean?
Billy for billion.
Oh. Okay. Anyway. Then he'd be like, no, this is an investment. You'll pay me back. When this thing makes you your first million, you pay me back. And I'm like, okay.
When this gets you into the Millie Club,
pay me back. The Millie Goat Club.
And so I was like, all right, okay, that works for me. And then we signed paperwork. It is all like an official business loan. Meanwhile, his kids are eyeing me because they're like, he's never invested in any of my ideas. And then they get to, so one time he's in my coffee shop. The kids come in, they get into a big fight with him and they're like, you're giving money to her, and not to us. And he's like, you have terrible ideas. I can't invest in your disposable beret company. That's not a practical invention. Berets are meant to be worn and worn again. And then, so it's like, okay, like these kids have bad ideas. They're looking for handouts, basically. And so he'd be so impressed that I'm not like his kids. And so I have this money and then I actually do get this child driving thing off the ground because it is a good idea. I have to go in with a good idea to begin with for this plan.
Yeah, and it's so fresh.
It is so fresh.
Yeah. No one's done anything like this before.
No, exactly. Which is what appealed to him in the first place.
Yeah.
And then
also you are attractive.
Yeah. Oh, that's all still in play.
Yeah.
But I'm playing the long game here.
Yeah.
Because I need him to willingly give me everything, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So my driving driving area for kids gets off the ground, I do make a lot of money and I pay him back.
With interest.
With interest, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And a little bonus. I give him a bonus regular size car. And then I was like, here, I made one your size, like as a joke, but obviously I just bought it from a dealership.
Yeah.
And he thinks that's hilarious. And then to celebrate, we go out to dinner. We have our brandy and our snifters. We cheers each other. And then I've drugged his brandy. And I have my way with him. And then he falls in love and gives me his money.
Wow. You were doing so well. There was no crime up until that.
I know.
Up until the rape part at the end.
No, it wasn't rape. He didn't want it.
And how was he dressed?
He didn't pass him out. It was just he had previously mentioned he wanted a random drug in his brandy, and you were making his fantasy come true.
Yeah.
With the part that Jenna forgot to mention is she walked in on him 5 minutes earlier, where he was just saying aloud to him to himself. Oh God, I love sex, but why do you have to be conscious for it?
Hey, I didn't say it knocked him unconscious. Yeah. I could have just slipped him some Viagra and then made him, and then it's like, wow, your real desires have come true.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, Kyle. And yeah.
Like a certain detective we know.
Yes, exactly.
Kyle made wood.
And yeah, and then of course it would be so amazing that he'd just be like, take my money, please.
Yeah, yeah. Your invention days are over because your full-time job is...
Kyle.
Yeah.
Boning Kyle.
Yeah, that sounds like a documentary or something.
Boning Kyle.
Yeah, Kegling on a pole.
okay. Yeah, so that's how I do it.
Great, but your plan to me strikes me as like, you're putting in all this effort and work and a great idea, and then at the end you're just like, fuck it.
Yep. That's kind of what I was going for.
Beautiful.
Because no one would see it coming. Right. It'd be like, there's no way anyone would put in this level of work.
And you paid him back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's, you have to pay him back to like show that you're not trying to steal his money.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm going husband hunting later.
What are you going to do?
Well... I know. Let's just go straight into bribery. Not bribery, blackmail.
Yes, okay.
There it is. I'm going to plant some heinous material on their computer.
Mm.
And then I'm going to call and I'm going to change my voice. And I'm going to be like, I want all your money. And if you don't give me your money, go ahead and go to your computer right now. Look at the file that's on the main home computer. See what it says? It says surprise file. Hashtag dirty, dirty porn. Go ahead and open it. And then they open it. But I've already hacked his webcam. So it's like, on one hand you can see the screen. And then on the other screen you can see his face. I'm like, I got you. And he's looking at everything. And he's like, I didn't do this. And I'm like, no one's ever going to believe that. So, and then he would just give me the money. Because... he'd be so scared. And I'm like, if you call anyone, I've got your phone stamped everywhere you go. I've been following you for months. I once dressed as the seat in your car. I sat right next to you and you had no idea. I know everything you know. Anyway, fear is a powerful motivator. So that's basically it.
I think that would work too.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a shorter plan than mine.
it's riskier. Because yeah. He could have a security team waiting to like find me and kill me, but like...
Yeah, mine, yeah. He's still happy to give me the money.
Yeah.
There's no bad blood.
I don't care about that. I have places to be and money to spend.
His money.
Did you say he was in his car and you were in the seat next to him and he didn't even know?
Because I was dressed as a seat.
I didn't even hear that part.
I didn't either. Good.
Maybe I didn't say it. Maybe I just thought it. Cool.
I'm glad we're both going to be 700 millionaires.
Oh, yeah. We're on our way to... Oh, we can combine and we can be in the Billy Goat Club.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Good times.
I think that wraps up the big question.
The big question.
Yeah. Did you like the big question?
It was a good big question.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Sigourney.
You're welcome.
I wish I just said the whole plot of that movie. That would have been funny.
Yeah, I told you I hadn't seen it. So that, yeah. When I'd have my younger daughter. They were supposed to be like mother and daughter, right?
Yeah, well, they were. They weren't supposed to be. They were.
Oh, but yes. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted you to know.
Thank you. Well, it's time for one final bit of business.
Gotta get to that motel. Oh, yeah. Secret words.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that motel later. Hold on, Grotesque. We'll be there soon. God, I hope that's not your word.
You said it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, I guess that's not your word. I'll cross it off my list. Or should I? Mm. Are you playing the long game here? Sick bitch.
I don't think I have your word. There, during that middle segment, there were two words you said like back to back. And I was like, I'm going to write both of them down. And then I didn't write them down and I forgot what they were.
Well, I'm going to be confident. I'm going to be cocky and confident right now, which usually I never am.
Yeah, you're not.
And I'm going to say that I don't think you're going to get my word.
Okay. I agree with you on that. So, all right. Should I just guess?
Start the G in.
Is your word minimizing?
No, I think you guessed that before, like another episode.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Is your word alto?
No.
Is your word heartbreakers?
No.
That would have been a nice...
Yeah, it would have been great. Uh-huh.
Is your word tasked?
No, I saw you write that one down.
Is your word buku?
I saw you write that down too. No.
Is your word billy goat?
No.
And I only have one more guess.
Okay.
Heinous?
No.
Damn.
My word was yearning.
Yearning?
Yeah.
When did you say
it? I said I was yearning for you during the detective, sexy detective.
Oh. Wow. That played right into that segment.
I
know.
That's why I thought you weren't going to get it. I'm like, it was too perfect.
Too perfect.
My decoy word was cognac.
Oh. Nice.
Yes. I wish we got points for you saying it because I got you to say it.
I said it. Yeah. You cheers with some. You got me because I thought that was a great thing to cheers with.
Yeah. Thanks.
A little cognac. Wow. Nicely done.
So I guess grotesque wasn't your word.
No.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get Jenna's either.
He might.
Skin tag.
No.
Skin tags.
Nope.
I hate that little technicality.
Yep.
Oh, I wrote down skin tag twice. That's interesting. Robe.
Nope.
Revenge.
Nope.
Thanes.
No.
Why'd you take so long?
Because I was trying to remember when I... all the blood... Okay.
Beret.
No. I knew you were going to guess that.
Fluffy.
No.
Uncouth.
Nope.
Couth.
No.
Okay, I'm out of guesses.
No, my secret word was paperweight.
Damn. Oh, your murder weapon.
Yep.
Shit.
Yeah. I thought you might have, like, thought that was weird, but
no,
that's a perfect
murder weapon.
Yeah, okay, good. That's what I thought, too. I was like, this is actually a pretty great place to put this.
We both slipped our words into the murder.
Yeah. Although yours fit way more with the segment.
Hey, don't sell yourself short.
Thanks. And then my decoy word, I was annoyed. I said it a couple times because I wanted you to pay attention to it, and you clearly did not. You went with the flow. My decoy word was molest. I said multiple times we have a no molest guarantee.
Yep, I recall.
And you were just like on board with that.
Definitely.
No, we're not going to molest. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. All right. Nothing gained or lost.
Yeah. I need to make up ground because I think you made up ground the last couple weeks.
I don't know. I looked on the website today and maybe it's not up to date.
It might. I don't. Well, no, I mean, listeners, it will be up to date for when episodes air.
Oh my God, I should never say anything against the pod. I'm so sorry.
How dare you? Punish listeners, Francis will be leaving the pod.
We'll be taking him out back and blowing his brains out.
Yeah.
Wait, that's
no, me. If you go to veryfinefriends.com, there should be an up-to-date total with when this episode airs, the total will be up to date.
Yeah, I was lying, by the way.
And if you are a rich man named Kyle, hit us up on social media at Very Fine Friends.
Yeah. You won't be killed.
No, we promise you won't.
We're blackmailed.
We're raped.
We have a no molest guarantee.
We have a no molest guarantee. All right. Well, that's it. Bye.